Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We've got a tremendous call lined up for you guys tonight. I hope you guys are as excited. Well, I know you'll be as excited as I am when the call is over with all the phenomenal announcements and everything going on in Prepaid Legal, and especially with our special guest speaker tonight. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner, Platinum 2 executive director, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you for having me on, and I'm also excited about tonight's call. We do have a true Prepaid Legal legend featured on our call tonight. He is just one of the best in Prepaid Legal. I've known him for many, many years. We do have similar backgrounds. He was in law enforcement. Of course, I'm a retired state trooper also. He was also. We also have one of the top recruiters in Prepaid Legal on our More Success team from last week that will be on the call. Then we're going to go out to the state of Virginia with Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes, is going to be going over all of the new promotions that are in place for the month of December. You definitely don't want to miss out on that. But to begin the call and to personally introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a member of Prepaid Legal Casualty Board of Directors, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and, of course, the leader of our More Success team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy, and I'm excited about this call tonight. This gentleman's been a friend of mine for many, many years. In fact, he's the first person to ever offer me a position in prepaid. He offered me a position as area coordinator way, way back in 84. He's been with Prepaid since 1983. He's original member of the Millionaire Club, Platinum 3 jacket earner, earns $400,000 plus a year. He's been executive vice president. He's been vice president of many states. He's a member of the Legend Panel. But most of all, what I like to think of him, I like to think of him as my friend and one of the greatest guys in Prepaid with a knowledge unbetold that people don't even realize or he hasn't even been tapped yet. So with that, I'd like to introduce my friend, Larry King. Larry? Randy, did Larry not get on?
Well, I haven't heard Mr. King introduce himself yet, Mr. Moore.
Well, okay, we talked today, we confirmed today, it must be something. I tell you what, if you will have Jeff maybe start with the other gentleman, I'll try to get Mr. King on the phone.
All right. Do we have Mr. Jeff Hughes from the state of Virginia? Are you on the call yet? I don't know if we're having a problem getting the people on or not. Mr. Jeff Hughes, are you on yet? All right, while you're doing that, I'm going to have to back up and punt, I guess. I'm waiting. If you hold on just 1 second.
Kenneth, can you hear me now, Randy?
There we go, Mr. King.
I've been muted out. I don't know what it done.
I was fixing to go somewhere else, but I'm glad you made it on. I know Mr. Moore is probably trying to call you as we speak.
Well, I was jumping up and down screaming and waving, and I had cars slagged down on the road. I think they thought I was trying to stop traffic.
Well, did I say that the way you told me to, Larry?
Kevin, I'll tell you what, I'll pay you tomorrow.
Okay. Larry, we're so pleased and happy to have you on tonight.
Well,
it's your show, Larry. Go for it.
Kenneth, you know, you was on our call, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, our team call, and you did such a great job. I hate to have to follow it, I tell you.
Thank you for the compliment. I'll send you a check.
Well, you know, Kenneth, I'm excited about, I know y'all are going to talk about the promotions and what's going on, but I'm really excited about what Prepaid has done for the month of December. I'm going to back up just a little to tie it in with what Prepaid's doing and to tell you why what Prepaid Legal's doing will work for you. Back in 1983, when I looked at this, I got in this business accidentally. I was a Emerald Amway, a diamond qualification, and I'm sure there's probably 2 or 3 people on this call being an Amway. And I wasn't looking for anything. I mean, people right now, you're going out here and you're going to be recruiting this month, and I know a lot of you's going to be trying to get the 8 points for the $1,000. Matter of fact, I know a lot of you's going to get them, but you need to look at people like myself. Back in 1983, when I got invited to this thing, I took other people to the meeting to get in because I wasn't going to get in. And it was just group marketing back then. And, of course, TVC had started, but Wilburn Smith didn't ask me to look at TVC. He asked me to come work for Prepaid Legal, and it paid $20 an app. I was really excited when I looked at it. When Springfield was there, I drove 200 miles to look at this thing. And when I looked at it, I told Mary, I called her on the phone, and I said, Mary, this thing would be easier to sell than shooting ducks with their feet tied on the pond. And she said, what are you on or who are you drinking or what's going on? You get home. You're going to mess up our Amway business. Well, I went ahead and made the switch, Kenneth. I decided that this is what I wanted to do because I seen it was a now product even back then in 83. Paul Harvey said that we live in a hair-triggered census. Wilburn put that on me, said we had 12 million lawsuits. Of course, now we're at 100 million plus. Back in 1983, I thought everybody said everybody did. And that's 12 million. And I got excited about it, Kenneth. I really did and went out and had a lot of meetings right in the beginning. Wilburn Smith, actually did the group school in Springfield, Missouri. And this is kind of going to be funny. So maybe you heard Jimmy Parrish on there. I know he's a group trainer. I know some others are on there, but I went to Springfield, Missouri to a group school, went through that school. Wilburn Smith says, can you get some people together in Jonesboro, Arkansas? I got some people together Monday morning in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Wilburn Smith come down to Jonesboro, walked in that room. He said, I've made Larry King, back then. You could be a regional manager, or state manager. And when he said, I'm going to make Larry King the state manager, and I'm going to let him train this school. So I was in the business for 2 days before I become a group trainer to hold my first group school, Jimmy. So, you know, you talk about people having experience and what it takes to get in this thing to make it happen. It's just an attitude of what you got to have when you want to do it. There's not a time limit on it. There's not a time frame when you can do it. It's just an attitude that you got to have that you want to do it. And like I said, that's when I got in. Really the second type meeting that I ever went to was at I was the trainer for a group school. I got really excited about it, recruited some people, and we started back and then along in 84, about April, we got some in our March to come to Ada, Oklahoma. And I'd never been to Ada, Oklahoma. I'd been to Ada, Michigan, but never to Ada, Oklahoma. I went out to Ada, Oklahoma, and had a little meeting. Rick Haney was there and Wilburn and Harlan and got to meet him with several, and they said, we're going to Las Vegas. And folks, I had a guy that says, Kennett, Missouri, they said if you sold 100 apps, that they would pay you way to go. And so all state managers got to go, but all regional managers, if they had 100 sales, they got to go free. I called this guy up and I told him, I said, the guy was Steve McElrath, Kennett, Missouri. I said, if you sell 100 apps, they'll take you to Las Vegas. He said, man, I love Las Vegas. So he went out, and I can tell you this, Mary and I have always laughed about it, but for about 3.5 to 4 days, I went and worked with him. We never went to bed. We worked, and when we got on the airplane in Memphis, Tennessee, we had 100 apps in a briefcase. And we took them out there, and we gave them to him in Las Vegas, 100 applications, because he didn't want to have to pay to go, and he had his 100 applications. So even back then, folks, if you made up your mind and set a goal, I think a lot of the whole thing that really gets out of proportion and people doing this business is they don't set a goal on what they want to do. And that's like these functions or to go to them. You need to set a goal to be at the national convention, and you need to set a goal to get some of this cash. This cash is put out there for you to get. And my daddy used to say, he said, son, if there's money laid on the table, you need to get your part of it. So I think each and every one of you need to really look and getting your part of this cash, and I know you can. I know you've got the leadership in place, and you know, like Kenneth talked to us the other night, and the things he said, if you would follow what he said, you couldn't keep from getting some of this cash. And I know there's people on this call that will get it. And the really secret to this business, and people ask me all the time, says, Larry, what is the secret to Prepaid Legal? I'm going to tell you something. If everybody wants to take a pencil and a piece of paper and write this down, I'm going to give you the secret that Kenneth Moore's got to this business. I'm going to give you the secret that Larry King's had to this business, and I'm going to give you the secret that Wilbur Smith's had to this business, and I'm going to give you the secret that Harlan Stonecipher had, the ones of us who've been here the longest. Gordon Dare, he's in my team, over 20,000 apps. And I'm going to tell you what their secret is. Never quit. You know, folks, I'm going to tell you something. We haven't had any magic, and they've been times it was tough. Kenneth Moore can remember back in 1987, we woke up one day and summoned the date Oklahoma, and they told us, Russell, we've run out of money, so we're going to pay you as earned. And, you know, folks, I want to tell you something. I didn't care what they paid me. I still knew we had the best opportunity in America. And we went on and didn't quit. We went along and did the things it took to make it happen. And that's the reason why we're at today. And somebody asked me the other day, said, you know, Larry, said, how do you really approach people? How do you really go out and get things done the way you do? And I said, well, there's a couple of things that you got to do to recruit people. Number one, folks, when you're talking to people and to recruit people, you've got two ears and one mouth. You need to learn to listen twice as much as you talk. Too many people talk too much. I mean, you'll see somebody get involved in talking with somebody, and they're not interested in what they've got to say. They're only interested in what they got to say. Now, I hope I said that right. What I'm saying is, if you're talking to somebody, you need to learn to listen instead of talk. People like to tell you their troubles, and if you let them talk to you, they'll tell. And right now, the economic times, people want to tell you about, I didn't get a raise, or I didn't get this, or I didn't get that. And that really opens the door for you to really become successful in this business. You know, Kenneth can back up and remember the different times in the 80s that people, if you just can't realize it, and it's hard to tell you about it. But, you know, I've just been so excited about working the people, working around the people that I've had the opportunity to work with. You know, when you're talking to people, and I think really the Kenneth could really vouch for what I'm going to say, is why I'm here. And why I didn't quit is people showed interest in me. And I think you got to show interest in your team. I think you got to show interest in your people that you're wanting to recruit. You know, you've got to do that. And, folks, I'm going to tell you something. Kenneth Moore is a master at this, and I know this. Wilbur Smith is a master at this. Is when you're talking to people, you listen to them, what they got to say, you pull out your paperwork, and you close them. You know, too many people, and I know there's people on this call that's better closing than I am, but I'll tell you something. Kenneth Moore's always been a master. As I tell people, when they go to see people and talk to people, if you don't have the paperwork, I promise you, you can't sign them up. You need to have the tools that it takes to make your business function. You need to have the web service, the e-service. When I'm working with somebody now, I'm going to tell you, I just don't work with them if they don't have the e-service. If they won't get the e-service, I just really can't. I don't believe I can help them because, for one reason, the new tools are all online. What I simply do is I actually get a DVD sent to them immediately. And if I got somebody in my team new that signs up, I ask them, I say, who have you got that you'd like to send the DVD to? I go to my website. I even put those people right there and send them DVDs. You've got your e-service. Go to getting them involved in the business. You know, folks, and once you get them involved, you got to move them from involved to commitment. You know, it's kind of like the hog and the chicken at breakfast. The chicken's involved, but the hog's committed. Because a chicken gives the eggs to be involved, but the hog gives his life for you to have the bacon. So what you need to do is you need to really get involved and then become committed to make this thing work. And this thing will work for you, folks. There's no way that it can't work if you just work it. You know, this business has been so good to Mary and I that the residual income you build, the passing of to our kids, to your grandkids. You know, my grandson's involved in this business with me now, and he hadn't been in that long, around $80,000 a year now. Soon going to get their $100,000 ring. And all the time people says, you know, Larry Daniel, how did you do it? He says, all I do is just follow instructions. And folks, I'm going to tell you something that's exciting. We sat down with a guy the other day that was 65-year-old, and he was talking to Larry Daniel now, and he was talking about playing golf. He said, I've worked all my life. I worked a job for over 40 years, and I've retired. And he said, you know what I'm really enjoying about it now is I'm 65, and I can play golf twice a week. Larry Daniel, I looked at him, and he kind of grinned. And I said, well, how would you rather be 23 and be able to play 5 days a week I'd rather be 65 and be able to play too. You know, that's a decision you've got to make in this business. That's a decision you can make. But I want to tell you, folks, you need to go out there and you need to get all you can get this month as fast as you can. You need to recruit as many people as you can. And there's so much on the table for you this month in December that I'm just really turned on and I'm excited about it. I hope I'm showing this in my voice tonight. I don't think y'all ever seen this in my voice in a long time, because I'm talking to these people, and the team members are calling me, and they're excited. You know, as a guy said one time, you need to catch on fire with excitement, and because people will drive for miles for what you burn. And this, John Hale used to say many a time, if this don't light you fire, your wood's wet. You know, well, some people's wood probably not wet because they don't even have no wood. But you need to get excited about this. You need to get fired up about it. And we need to get all this excess cash that Prepaid Legal's got this month, because it's there. It's going to be laid on the table for us. And, Kenneth, we can get it, buddy.
Well, we have got it before, haven't we, Larry?
You know, Kenneth, I can tell you something, and I was talking to Tiffany late this afternoon. They've never put cash up there that I hadn't gotten my share of it, and I'm going to get my share of this.
I've got a little along the way, Larry.
Well,
I tell you what, you and I both have been in a long, long, long time. And, you know, if the person's going to be successful at business, though, they've got to have the attitude, I'm here to stay, not just run in for 90 days and expect to get rich and quick, because it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's some work involved in it, but the rewards are great. I mean, the rewards are absolutely worth it. Now, I have a friend, Larry, that worked 39 years at a place, and all of a sudden it sold out, and he thought I had a 401k plan. And guess what? He had $60,000 in the 401k after 39 years. The other people kept him on, made him a manager, but they didn't raise his pay, and he had to start his seniority over with. So 42 years he put in one plan to barely retire enough to match up with his Social Security so he can barely survive today. What we can do in 5 to 10 years is what he, more than he did in 40 years of the job. It's a plain old layout to me. All we got to do is get with it, get out there, and get the job done, quit grabbing.
Well, you know, Kenneth, as a note I had here on my notes that there's no way that anybody could have done anything more wrong than what I've done in this business in 28 years. I mean, if you can make a mistake, I've probably made it twice. But
look at how, coming from a butcher background, Larry, and a type background, and being successful prepaid, anybody can do this. Anybody can do it. Even if you got a college education, you can be successful. You'd be careful.
Well, you know, Ken, back in the 80s and when I was talking about it, you know, you and I worked the group marketing division that you started one time. You called me, you go to Little Rock, and folks, I want to tell you, the first cell phone that I ever had in my life, Kenneth Moore brought it to Little Rock, Arkansas, one of them old bag phones. I carried somebody with you.
Yeah.
He said, I want to give this phone to you so I can contact you. And I said, Kenneth, what are you going to keep up with me for? And he said, because you're hard to find.
That's right, Larry. You were hard to find because you were out there working all the time, and that's good. And, you know, that type of phone is the first one that Jeremy ever spoke on as far as a cell phone when he was about 12 years old. He called his dad from the car one day, and actually Wilbur Smith is the one that bought my first bag phone. I think we all need to stay in prayer for Wilbur. He's a great guy. He's doing better, and I think you and I know him about better than anybody, and you can't keep Wilbur Smith down, can you, Larry?
Well, Kenneth, I'm going to tell you something. You know, he's not going to stay down. If you can look up, you can get up, and he can still look up, so I still know that he gets up. And, you know, Kenneth, you're an amazing yourself. I mean, through the struggles you've been through and the problems, health problems you've had, you know, Kenneth, every day I'm like everybody. I say, well, you know, that man's got 9 lives, and you and Wolverine's got to have more than 9 lives. I said, a cat's got 9 lives. I don't know what y'all are, but you've got more than 9 lives, both of you.
Well, you know, my dad always said, son, you're never whipped unless you believe it. If you believe it, the game's over.
That's
and
right.
I just don't think I'm quite out of the game yet, Larry.
Well,
Larry King, we appreciate you so much. I know Randy's going to have a few words, and maybe Jeremy, to say to you, but do one favor for me. Hug Mary real good.
Well, I'll do that, Kenneth. It's always a privilege to be on the call, Kenneth. And
you know, we've become like family over the years, and I appreciate that, Larry. I appreciate your friendship more than you'll ever know, and I know that other folks on the call tonight are making the same type friendships that'll be good for years to come. And Larry, one thing you haven't said anything about, and I've had some people didn't believe it, but what about residual income? You think it might work?
Well, you know, Kenneth, earned income is what I call it. It's money that it's business we wrote years ago that becomes earned income to us now. And you know as well as I do that earned income is what we're all working for, and that's like yourself, the income you build up. You know, Gordon Dara, he don't have to work anymore. Really, I don't have to work anymore if I don't want to work. We built a retirement. I had a trooper tell me the other day, he'd worked there 42 years and retired. He said, Larry, boy, I tell you what, you know, he said, you could have stayed 42 years and look what you had had. And I kind of laughed. I said, yeah, that's what scares me.
You better believe it. Well, you know, I heard some folks with the name of Jim Geneva Stark on the call tonight. And, you know, you're talking about residual or as earned money. I've been earning money off of those folks for over 25 years, Larry. I mean, and there's others too, but you look back and people, Linda Bowden did a group call for us tonight, and she was talking about she had business on the books for 23 years now. She's had business on the books she's still drawing on. You write good business. You tell the truth about the product. Sure, some people's going to cancel. Some people's going to die, but you'll keep a great percentage if you tell the truth about it and not push the people into it, but solve the problem. I tell people there's two things people really want to know, and it's how much does it cost me and what will it do for me?
Well, Kenneth, I'm going to tell you.
You got it.
And I got awarded at the convention last year, one of the top persistency in my team. And also, Mary and I are proud as our persistency on, if you go look at it, is running 90% and better. And I'm going to tell you one thing, if I can give anybody a tip on this thing about writing business. If somebody asks me, how long do I have to keep it and can I drop it, I don't sell it to them.
Well, I tell you what.
I move away from it. Now, I don't sell fire trucks. What I mean by that is I'm not going to sell them a membership just to put out a fire today that they needed for something. I actually, when they tell me that, I ask them, do they see the value in it, and do they see the long-term use of it?
I understand. The other day I had somebody, and when I got to visit with them, I said, you know, you can think about this, but I doubt if this is really for you. That may sound bad, but with their attitude, their tone, and everything, I just really didn't care anything about their business because I thought, I call them 9/11s. They just wanted it for one thing, and if that thing didn't work out right for them, they're going to cancel it. If it did work out right, they didn't need it no more, and I don't need that kind of business.
That's right. I mean, I sell it, Kenneth, for what you just said. I sell it for the residual, the long term, and somebody that sees a value. You know, we got a product that's got so much value that it's really scary of really how great it is. Is how many times have you heard, and I'm going to back up to John Hill's head, and marketing it through the years, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it because I say it all the time to mine and I say it to anybody, is the changes that we've made in marketing, if this product wasn't so good, it wouldn't have survived.
I agree with that, Larry. I agree with it. The product's always been good. It's just better now than it's ever been, and I guarantee in the future it'll even be better than it is now.
Well, the reason why it is we've got Kathy Pinson in there, you know, she's working all the time with regulatory bodies and stuff that we have, and she has the knowledge to do what we need to be done. And we've got a really good feel of what we're doing now through the years. We've been here long enough. They've got a good grip on what we need to do to make this thing move forward. And this December promotion they got, wow. I mean, I know y'all are going to talk about that thing, but, Kenneth, I just don't think you can say enough about it. It's so good.
It's a great deal. While you're talking about Kathy Pinson, don't forget her husband, Mr. Harold Pinson, on the call tonight. Been on the team over 20 years now.
Well, I know Harold's a wonderful guy, and, you know, I've been friends with him and Kathy for a long, long time. And, of course, I knew Kathy before they got married. But, you know, Harold's a wonderful guy. And Harold and Kathy are solid people, this company. And that's what makes this company so good. When you looked at Legends panel counts, we was looking up there one time, what, 150 years or something like that?
Something paper. Like that, Larry, or at least that much or more. Well, Randy, do you have something you'd like to say to Larry?
Well, Mr. King, I just want to thank you for being on the call tonight. I appreciate you. Of course, we have similar backgrounds. You were a state trooper in Arkansas, and, of course, I was here in Oklahoma. And I guarantee you one thing, the retirement is not what it is with prepaid legal, as well as you know.
You know, Randy, I tell everybody, I tell them about marketing a membership, and I know you feel the same way. I said, you know, I used to give people something they didn't like all the time, and now I'm giving them something they got to like.
A lot of truth in that.
I've never had anybody shoot at me for giving it to them, Randy.
Well, I always said we're in the people helping people business, and I thought I was that before, and I know I am now. So I want to thank you, Mr. King, for being on the call. I want to thank you for what you brought to prepaid, what you mean to prepaid legal. You know, many, many years of service, you and Mr. Ken Moore of course, Wilburn, different ones like that. That's the ones I always look up to because you guys have stayed the course. You're still here even though you don't have to be. You're here because you want to be and because you continue to help a lot of people and you enjoy what you're doing when you're doing that and make a lot of money, too. So, again, Mr. King, I want to thank you very much for joining our call tonight and being our special guest speaker.
All right, Randy. Well, I appreciate y'all. At any time that I can help any of you, just let me know. I'll be glad to.
I sure will, Mr. King. Thank you very much, sir. Tell Mary hello for us.
I'll do it, buddy. Y'all
take care. Now I want to go out to the state of Virginia to a platinum executive director, $200,000 per year income earner. He's a millionaire club member, and that's Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on the call?
I am, Mr. Moore. How are you doing?
I'm doing exceptionally well, and I'm excited. And Mr. King mentioned the special promotions for December on several occasions there, and I know you're going to go over them with the team tonight. But did you ever get your special guest speaker on tonight?
I never heard back from him, so hopefully we'll get him up by next week.
Okay. We'll just turn it over to you then.
All right. Well, thank you. Now, I enjoyed Mr. King's training tonight. He's one of the heroes of Prepaid Legal, and I got a chance to spend time with he and his wife and with Wilbur and Carol in Mississippi on a riverboat, gambling boat. We went out there and hung out with them, and that was a lot of fun. Got to meet them outside of convention, you know, so it's kind of nice to see what people are like outside of the Prepaid Legal world, and they're great people, and what a great story. But the things I want to talk about tonight are all these promotions that are going on, and I would really encourage you guys that if you haven't yet, get into your Prepaid Legal Associates Only website. All of them are posted on there. If you've got any questions, of course, you've got marketing services. They work for you. Give them a call and have them go through it with you. First thing is, my gosh, there's a million things, but we'll start here. Anyone who's been an associate in Prepaid Legal and they started their business before November 1st and they have not produced business since September 1st, okay, so they started before November, but they haven't produced a piece of business since September, needs to produce a personal piece of business, and as soon as they do, they will be in the new Fast Start program, and they will be eligible for the new Fast Start bonuses, what we're calling the left side of the compensation plan. But for people, I don't care if they are directors, managers, it doesn't matter what level they are. They've done that in the past, but they have not produced a piece of business in September. They are not in the new program. And they won't be until they do. And so if there's any recruits, Fast Start recruits that happen in their downline who get qualified, that money will go past them to the next qualified associate in their upline. So you guys make sure that you are qualified, you've sold a membership or recruited somebody since September, and then get into your downline reports and start looking for people that have completed all the work to be senior associate or they've got plenty of memberships on the books, but they just haven't done anything since September. Give them a call and let them know that there may be some money flying past them. And if you really want to make them crazy, tell them your bonus overrides are coming up to me because you're not qualified. That'll make them get interested in it. The other thing is that everybody who started prior to November 1st who has not yet achieved the level of senior associate must do so before December 16th. So we're really running out of time. You need to look into your downline reports and look at the associates who are, you know, they came in before November, so they're in the old Fast Start programs. They came in maybe at 39, 69, 79, 129, whatever the different price points were, even 249, but they haven't yet achieved the level of senior associate. Now, you should know that already that every junior associate was promoted to the level of associate November 1st, so there are no such things as junior associates anymore. Everybody in your team is at least an associate level, but if they're not at senior associate, they were given 45 days November 1st, to get qualified, that 45 days is up December 16th. So, again, get on the phone, get on your downline report. You can go to your legacy online report that's on your associates-only website. Look through there and look for people that maybe have two memberships or a recruit and say, hey, you're just a couple memberships away from being Fast Start qualified. Now, that won't trigger any bonuses because they didn't come in at 149, but it does put them in a position to be in a senior associate position. And for people who don't qualify for senior associate, they fail to get that done before December 16th, the way that they will go to senior associate from associate is to sell 51 memberships in their organization. So right now they simply need to sell 3 memberships and recruit one person or sell 5 memberships. If they wait till the 17th of December to do it, they're going to have to sell 51 memberships personally and on their team. Or they'll just have to go and start working on getting to manager, which means they'd have to recruit 3 people and get those people Fast Start qualified. It's much easier to do it with these requirements that we have now, simply 3 and 1. And I think your associates would appreciate a phone call from you letting them know. Now, if you're a little unclear about this, and I was, certainly give marketing services a call. You can ask them specific examples about your downline and say, what does this person need to do? Help me understand. Okay? The next thing that we've got is the company announced that anybody who comes in to Prepaid Legal as a 149 associate, let's say they start their business tomorrow. They have 5 business days to get Fast Start qualified, and if they do, they get a $150 bonus. So they pay $149, they get a bonus of $150, they're a dollar to the good, plus they make commissions on those first 3 sales or first 5 sales that they made in getting Fast Start qualified. So I think that's a lot of fun. Still a 45 days to get it done, but if they'll do it quickly, do it in a week, you know, 5 business days, they'll be able to get that $150 bonus, which I think is terrific. The other thing the company announced, and I hope you guys have been reading on your web pages and listening to the leadership call. I don't know if you guys know that on your Prepaid Legal Associates only site, if you look on the left-hand side towards the bottom, you'll see leadership show, and these are recorded leadership training calls out of the home office. They actually film them, and you can watch them in streaming on your website. And they've been talking about this week all the new bonuses that are available. And it's the first bonus is $1,000, and the second bonus is another $1,000. And so the way you are to earn the first $1,000 is simply get 8 points in the recruiting side of the Fast Start Players Club program. So think about Players Club and how you earn points. You can earn points by selling memberships, or you can earn points by recruiting and qualifying people. These points or these bonuses that are giving are just for the recruiting side of it. So you would get a point if you recruited somebody, and when that person qualified in their first 45 days, you would get 2 points. So an example would be you would recruit 3 people and get those 3 people Fast Start qualified. That'd be 1, 2, 3 for the recruits, 2, 4, 6 for the Fast Start qualification for a total of 9 points. Those 9 points would enable you to earn a $1,000 bonus. And if you do that twice, or you get a combination of 16 points, you get a $2,000 bonus. So I think that's awesome as well. There's a lot of people running for that. They're really excited about it. And I'm talking to all my new people about it. And we ran some numbers this morning just to show what a new senior associate coming in and working their way to senior associate by doing those 3 Fast Start qualifications. By the time you add all the bonuses, the commissions, and the overrides that are available, it ends up about $1,800 is what comes to that brand new associate. So I'm talking to people I'm trying to recruit now and telling them, look, if we go to work this week, we get this done, you get 5 sales, you get your $150 back because you're going to get paid the bonus. Then we can go out, recruit 2 more people, get all 3 of those people Fast Start qualified. You'll pick up another $1,000 in bonus. Time you pay all the, you know, you get all your commissions, your overrides, and your bonuses, almost $1,800, $1,900. And they're excited about that. I think it's kind of fun. All these things expire in the month of November and December. And again, if you've got any questions and specifics, give a call to your upline executive director or to marketing services. They can clarify that for you. And then today on the website, I just noticed tonight when I went online, there's a new, I don't know what you call it, little information, little downloadable document. And it's the 100 CDs, 100 DVD giveaway in December. And so they're asking every associate to take the challenge of just flooding the marketplace with a private business reception DVD. If everybody, just think if everybody on your team that was active bought 100 of those DVDs and just began giving them out, just giving them to everybody that they can, getting the names of as many people as they can so they can follow up, I think we would see the biggest explosion in recruiting and selling that we've seen in the team in a long, long time. So that document is also available online. And, Randy, if there's anything else I've forgotten, I apologize, but I think that's all.
Well, I just want to remind everyone, if they would like to actually listen to the call that Mr. Stonecipher made, if they'll take down this number, it's 712-432-8969, 712-432-8969. Mr. Stonecipher wants everyone to listen to these announcements. Take that number down and listen to it. You need to make sure you have the correct information. And if you have anything that you don't understand, again, do like Mr. Hughes said and just call corporate, and they'll be happy to explain it to you. But I think you went over most all the promotions there, Mr. Hughes.
And, of course, I think the company's trying to get everybody ready and as high as they can in the compensation plan and get people in a forward momentum because – Mr. Stonecipher announced that next month, in January, the company is going to actually begin paying for advertising. And it's an advertisement that will be on Fox Business Network Channel, which is one of the most watched shows in the world. And it will be advertisements that will be featuring the prepaid legal business opportunities. So they'll be interviewing the top associates in prepaid legal, and really to showcase of these executives and business owners that are watching Fox Business that prepaid legal is a viable career path for some of those top executives, and also for companies to think and look at prepaid legal and go, oh my gosh, I've never heard of this company. I need to check them out. Maybe that will open up companies to more groups. I think it's going to be a great thing. I'm excited. You know, companies got lots of money on hand that could certainly afford to pay for some advertising, and I think that would be good for all of us if the company raises its image out here in the American and North American marketplace. We know what happened to Aflac when they came out with their duck campaign. They were kind of a no-name company. Nobody really knew who they were, what they did. Today, Aflac, of course, is a household name. Everybody loves the duck. So I'm excited to see where that takes us going here in the first quarter of next year.
Hey, Mr. Jeff Hughes, you're going to do a training call next Monday night, right?
Damn, I'm going to kind of follow up on that little mini training I did a couple weeks ago.
Oh, we're going to be looking forward to it. That's really, I wanted to announce it tonight a week ahead of time so everybody could get everybody and anybody that's just getting in, even if they want to get a prospect on there, that'd be great next Monday night. Wouldn't you agree, Randy?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, Mr. Hughes. Tell them what you're going to train them up.
Well, the time I just came up, I just started talking. It just kind of came out. I didn't really have a plan, didn't have any notes or anything. But, you know, I was getting these questions. Is prepaid legal a network marketing company? And I wasn't quite sure what to answer because sometimes we say, well, we've got a network marketing compensation plan or whatever. My response to them is no, we're not, because everybody thinks of network marketing as Amway or Zango or one of these companies that are out there that are front-loaded and, you know, garage-qualified, expensive to get in, expensive to stay in, and they're really just an excuse to launder money amongst friends. And so I've got a great response to that question and really shows you the strength of prepaid legal's compensation plan, where we fit in the market. I think you'll be surprised when you find out what my opinion is as to what type of company prepaid legal services is.
Well, that's going to be some great training. I also want to interject this, that all producers, anyone that sells a prepaid membership this month during the month of December get paid full commissions on every sale. In other words, there won't be any chargebacks or current cash accrued amounts won't be changed because this month is, you know, the just like Mr. Stonecipher said, we want to have everybody have a great Christmas cash bonus program during the month of December. So that's just another big thing that everyone needs to be excited about. So again,
that is on their personal sales, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
I'd like to clarify, not clarify, but drive emphasis to that. I've got associates on my team who were active for years, went inactive, and, of course, built up a negative balance. And so, you know, normally they would sell a membership and that would go first to satisfy any negative balance that they had at the company. But what you're saying is what Mr. Stonecipher is doing for us is that their commissions, if they sell a membership, their commissions will come straight through their debit balance or their, you know, their negative that they might have built up, and it'll go directly into their account. So they don't have to pay that money back out of any personal sales that they make in the month of December.
That's correct.
But I understand it right then.
Well, I'm excited about it, and I'm excited about the month of December, and I really appreciate Mr. Larry King for being on the call tonight. And, of course, Mr. Hughes, thank you so much for going over all these new incentives that we have during the month of December. And, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you. It's been a great call.
Randy, I want to thank you for being always on the call, and Jeremy for always being on the call. The great job you do. I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. Remember, this is the Christmas month. This is a month to be merry, so let's get merry busy and go out there and market a lot of memberships, give a lot of people an opportunity. Remember, if anybody getting in this month, they can absolutely actually would pay them a dollar to get in. All they got to do is go out and have the five memberships and their first five, I mean, qualify for fast start in the first 5 days and get $150 back, so they're actually going to have a dollar more than paid to get in the business. They can also count on tax write-offs because they're beginning their own small business and they have to get with the CPA, but they can do that. And so it's just a great time to do it. So let's keep putting God first and the family second and prepaid third. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll look for you next Monday night. God bless you and have a good evening.
Good night, everyone.